Well, good morning. Excuse me. Last week, John started a new series based on our banners on the sides of the walls here around our sanctuary. He started with the true vine. This week, we're going to continue that series on the other side of the wall. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to the book of John. I know we've been spending a lot of time in John. This is a great book, great place to sit. So let's start in chapter 10 with verse 1. If you didn't bring your Bibles, there's one in front of you. If not, you just have to take my word for it. So I encourage you to open up, lean to the person next to you. Let's get started. All right, most assuredly I say to you, this is Jesus talking, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will not by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he had spoken to them. Verse 7, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I listen to KPDQ a lot. I listen to other stations. I heard something on the radio yesterday, day before. I was talking about culture and about ours, and that we live in a culture where it's a feel good, go ahead and do it. Do whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. Make your own choices. You'll be fine. And he had a brochure, and it had Christianity and Mormon and Muslim and Hindu and all these other religions. And it said, many ways to God. And about that time, I had to get out and go to work. And so I sat there and I thought about that. Many ways to God, many ways to God. And I tried to get a hold of this brochure so I'd have it this morning so I could show you what that is. That's garbage. That's exactly what that is. Jesus said right here, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Up here it says, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. There are thieves and robbers out there. There are other things telling you that just do this, you'll be just fine. If it feels good, go ahead and do it. Well, that gets you nowhere. Thieves and robbers, like it says in verse 10, are there to destroy you. Jesus said, I am the door. And if you enter by me, you will be saved. Any other way, you won't. So thieves and robbers, they come to steal and kill and destroy you. And Jesus is here to give you life. He is the door. He is the way to salvation. He is the only way. Jesus said, he says up there, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He also says that I am the good shepherd. Common theme throughout Scripture, from what I see, is the shepherd. We see in Genesis that Abel was a shepherd. We see at times Moses was a shepherd. We see that David was a shepherd. We see Jesus as our shepherd. He says that, I am the good shepherd. Let's see. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. If we enter through the door, if we see Jesus as the door, and he says that he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So Jesus enters through himself. Jesus is the way to Jesus. So Jesus, being the shepherd, shows us through the door, through himself, to enter into God. We follow him. We know his voice. How do we know his voice? We know his voice by spending time with him. We spend time in the Word. We spend time in prayer. He leads us, and we follow. He says, and when he brings out his own sheep, verse 4, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. We need to spend a whole lot of time getting to know our Savior. I heard another statistic this week that people, adults, Americans, spend an average of 29 and a half hours in front of the TV every week. We are being indoctrinated by other things than spending time here. We're here for a couple hours a week. If we're a youth or a youth leader, we're here for 4 hours a week, give or take. So we're here for 4 hours a week. We get some scripture, we get some prayer, we get some music, and we go home, we turn on the TV. We listen to the secular radio, we do whatever, and we're indoctrinated by what we see. We continue to see the, just do it, if it feels good, don't worry about it. The anti-Jesus on TV. So we spend 29 and a half hours. I know people don't work that much. I have people that work for me that don't work that much. And to think about that, spending 29 and a half, almost 30 hours a week in front of the TV, and your average work week is 40 hours for most of us, some of us 50 or 60. So, if you're spending almost the same amount of time in front of the TV as you are working, I don't see they're leaving a whole lot of their time for getting to know Jesus. 29 and a half hours. That's about four and a half hours a day. 4.3 something hours a day. That's Friends a couple times, American Idol. I think that's on 2 hours a night, so there you've already watched your 4 hours of TV. So, but we are the sheep. Jesus calls us sheep. We follow our shepherd because we know his voice. We know his voice by spending time in the Word. We spend time in the Word because we want to get to know him. Jesus also says that I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We found out here a couple weeks ago that we are going to have a little baby. Thank you. I am beyond excited. And I was talking to my dad the other day, and I told him, I said, you know, people tell me about, you know, their wife's pregnant or something, and the overwhelming joy or feeling that they have, that they love this little child so much, but they've never met it. They've never done anything or never experienced it. They've never spent any time physically with it, but they love it so much. Don't know if it's a boy, don't know if it's a girl, don't really care. Just want to know that it's healthy, that mom is fine, and know that I will do anything up to the point of my own death to protect my wife and that child. Jesus said he's a good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. I'm reminded back to the Old Testament when David was standing in front of Saul. And he's standing there and Goliath is outside yelling at the nation of Israel, saying, I'm going to come, I'm going to kill you. And David said, who's this Philistine that he mocks the army of the living God? And he walks in and he tells Saul, I'm going to go kill this idiot. And he's like, well, here's my armor. How are you going to do it? You're but a child. He says, well, I tended my father's flocks. And when the bear came or the lion came and snatched one of the lambs away, I chased it down and I grabbed it by the beard and I slew it. And I brought the lamb home. Jesus is the good shepherd. He lays down his life for us. He died for you and for me. He was nailed to a cross. And he laid down his life and he says, of my own free will. He was not forced. No one threw him on it. At any point, he could have said, I'm not doing this. He had ample opportunity. But he says, I lay my life down. It says, no one takes my life from me, verse 18, but I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Jesus is the door. There's only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. That is through walking through that door that we're able to be saved. Jesus said, I am the door, and if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. We know that we experience stuff every day out there that is going to try to dissuade us from that. It's going to tell us that Jesus isn't the only way. That it doesn't really matter, you're just a good person. You're a good person, God loves you anyway. Yes, he does love you. But we need to understand that without Jesus, all for naught. If we don't have Jesus, then we won't spend eternity with God. The world wants us to believe that Jesus isn't the answer. They want us to believe that works or just living a good life is something that is enough. And Jesus said, I am the door, and if anyone enters by me, be saved. So anything else is a thief and a robber trying to rob you of that salvation, trying to rob you of the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. Now, we've entered the door, and Jesus is our shepherd, and he is going to lead us and follow us. Ashley and I are moving. We are moving back to Pendleton. Actually, I'm moving back to Pendleton. She's going with me. Yes. And she's not here today because she's already there. She's gone ahead of me. And I've had a lot of people ask, why? Why are you leaving? What are you doing? What are you doing for work over there? I don't know. Ashley's working at Starbucks, and she's doing really well, and she's enjoying it. Well, Rick, how do you know you're supposed to go? Well, we feel very led to go. We believe Jesus is leading us back. We believe God is providing us a way to go back, and he has led us that way. Well, how do you know? Well, because we've spent a whole lot of time praying and listening and asking for guidance. We've spent a whole lot of time saying, you lead, because a leader leads. A leader goes before. A leader steps out in front of. You lead, and we will follow. There's an opportunity for us over there. We have some family things that we're going to go take care of. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. It's going to be rough, but it's going to be a lot of fun because I know that Jesus is leading us there. He is the good shepherd, and he leads his sheep. The sheep follow. They hear his voice, and they follow that. We hear his voice. We know his voice because we've spent time with him. We know it. It's intimate. It's alive. It's well. We know his voice. If I hear my wife in the other room, I don't have to visually see her to know it's her. I can hear her and know that I can go around the corner and there she'll be. I can listen for my dad or my mom and hear them. If somebody came up wearing my wife's clothes or my dad's clothes, I wouldn't mistake them for my wife or my father because it doesn't sound like them. So when we become so familiar with the voice of Jesus, when something else comes along that we've been bombarded with throughout our day, on TV, on the radio, on billboard signs, on whatever, we'll have a clearer understanding whether that's truly Jesus talking or not. If it's of God or not. If it's directing us towards Christ. Anything that is not directing our focus towards Jesus probably isn't of God. He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and robber. Anything else that doesn't point us to Jesus. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. We are his sheep, and he leads us. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. It is very important that as we continue on in our studies, that we become very familiar with the voice of Jesus. That when he comes to lead us where we need to go, that we allow him to do so. I was talking with my wife yesterday about where we're going and what we're doing. And for all of you who know, I have the distinct privilege and pleasure of working for a very large, small package shipping company called FedEx Ground. That's not the distinct pleasure. The pleasure is I work with four people from this church. James Collier, he's one of my new hires. He just went on full-time. And Jordan Bolt and Ashley and AJ, they're all working out there. Ashley and AJ don't work directly for me, but because they're there, it makes my life a whole lot easier. Now, in October, I was given an awesome opportunity to be promoted into a service manager position. I believe wholeheartedly that this is God presented. We prayed about it for a long time. Please, God, give me this position. This was long before we even had an opportunity to move. And so, come about 3 weeks ago, we were faced with the dilemma of God really focusing on me and saying, you have two options. You have one, to stay in a position where you really feel or that you really feel like I put you in, position here at FedEx, which I enjoy very much, or you have a chance to follow me to go and minister to your family and spend some time doing ministry over there, both of which are good options. One has a definite, I know exactly what's going to happen. I know that I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get paid for it. And I don't have to worry about it. I have no idea. So this is the one we choose. I've had the opportunity to be presented with two options. To stay in a position I know God gave me, or to follow Him into the unknown. To follow Him where most people would have no job. My wife's working. We have a place to live. Okay, this is really cool. Let me back up. Things that we saw. We need a place to live, so we went over there to look. Found one the very next day. Called a friend, said, hey, I know you own a lot of properties. What's going on? Found a place to live. Actually got hired on the spot. We got all these things, all the doors that possibly need to open have been opened. Still don't have a job. Still don't know what else is going to happen. Have a lot of family issues. Rock solid where we are. Have a place to live, financially secure. Believe God gave me that. Believe God's leading us here. I'm going to follow my shepherd. So He's leading me away. He's leading me to the unknown. And I know because He's already laid His life down for me that I'm going to be okay. So I'm going to walk through that door and follow Jesus where He leads me. And I'm not going to fear those lions and those bears. I'm not going to fear those thieves and those robbers. Because I know with my eyes set on Jesus, as long as I don't take Him off, I'm going to be okay. Knowing the minute that I do, I'm going to end up in Luke chapter 14, 15, where He talks about the lost sheep. We all have opportunities to make decisions. We have opportunities to do our own thing, even when we've chosen Jesus. But we got to know that as soon as we do that, praise God, Jesus goes, wait, where is He? He leaves the 99 behind, and He comes and He finds us. So I know that what I read, I can hold on to. I know that if I choose to walk through that door and I choose to follow my shepherd, I know that as long as I follow Him, I'm going to be just fine. I know that I'm going to follow my master's voice. And where He leads me, I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to fall. I'm going to go right where I need to go. He says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find pasture. And I'm going to be able to go in and out of Him. And I'm going to be able to be secure in that. Jesus is the door. If we enter through Him, we'll be saved. Jesus is our good shepherd. He leads us. He guides us. And we know His voice. We know His voice by spending time in the Word. We spend time in the Word because we want to know Him. We spend time in prayer. We spend time fellowshipping with other Christians and getting to know the heartbeat of God. Getting to know where it is and what it is that He is leading you. Jesus is the door. He is our good shepherd. Kelly and I didn't talk about this, but I like this last song that she picked. I just want to be where You are. Dwelling daily in Your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever, take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. We have a choice to walk through and accept Jesus. And in doing so, we have the privilege of following him, knowing that he's already laid his life down for us, knowing that he is going to be there to protect us and guide us. It would be okay.